Hey, y'all, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code THERAPY. Now, let's get our show started.
Okay, we're back.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Girl, more on that in just a second. I am Pam Oliver's hairdresser.
I am that random silent I in Emery's name.
And this is The Read. So
I think you should just let it out. Just let it out.
I'm just going to go ahead and say this is going to be the episode from hell. And here's why. I'm so fucking tired. Like, this has been the shittiest week of life. First of all, I went to BBQ's on Friday, which, why?
Why?
I don't know. I thought I haven't been to BBQ's in so long. I was delivered. And then, no, I decided, you know what? I haven't been there in so long. I want one of those big, obese-ass drinks.
Did you go to the gay one?
Of course, went to the fucking gay one with Dustin and Asante and some random queen.
Nope.
And drank just all of the alcohol, girl, and just there were a few trees in the situation as well, and went to the club, to Stage 48.
This is just,
I just want to say, I'm just going to actually just go through it, because you need to know why this is going to suck as an episode. Got to the club. I remember berating a few people outside of the venue. I remember saying things like, are you guys the heterosexual? Is this the heterosexual section?
Classy.
It was. I was right. I didn't offend anyone, I don't think. It was a proper assumption. And
I can't.
Getting into the club, I don't really remember, but I do remember that I went to coat check, and there was this plump queen who took my coat, and I had a beautiful coat from Zara. And like a little regular leather jacket, also from Zara. And this queen gonna tell me that I needed to pay twice as much at coat check because it was two coats. I said, girl, whatever. You can take your little funky ass $8. But I told that young bitch, hang them together, put them on one fucking coat, because my face is shitty, bitch, and I don't know what is about to happen tonight. Put them on one coat. I told that bitch that.
I can't.
I don't know what happened that night. Apparently, I saw a few of my friends.
I've heard
danced really inappropriately.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's putting it mildly. Yeah.
And, you know,
okay.
Thankfully, you know, I have great friends. Asante got me in the cab with him. We made it uptown, and I puked on the street. Not in the cab, not in
Fun.
The club. So
yeah.
I kept it classy. And when I woke up the next day, I don't even remember getting home. Asante had to tell me all of this. When I got home the next day, I woke up and I felt like death scrambled hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
I called you to
you
inform
did.
You that I was dying.
To fuck up my afternoon. Yes, you did call me.
There was a lot of vomit involved.
Yeah, while I was on the phone. That was a good time.
And then I realized that I left my Zara coat at the damn club with my keys and my wallet in it.
I don't know. I really don't
and
know.
And here is the type of city that New York is.
Oh, God.
You can't even go to your landlord and be like, hey, girl, so I lost my keys and this is the situation. And like, there's no spare key that you just cut. Apparently there's, I don't know if this is just like a thing that happens in my slice of the ghetto or what, but I have to go to like some office to get a key to the building.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like not, they can't just go make extra keys. There's like a certain number of keys made for every apartment. And so if you lose them, it's like $150 to get new ones or some shit. It's a lot.
What?
Yeah. It's like real serious because it's so fucking ghetto up here. They can't just have the front door to the apartment be unlocked. Like, they have to have the door to the lobby. You need like three keys to get to your own personal apartment. So in order to keep the number of keys out there limited, like keys that can open that door, I don't know. Maybe you check with your landlord.
100.
That's what the very first apartment I lived in when I moved here, they ended up changing all the locks and they gave us two keys per apartment. And then they told us if you need more than this, it's $150. And I was just like, oh, girl, you don't have to worry about that. Because what I won't be losing is no goddamn $150 key. Yeah. But I don't know. Check with your people. It might not be that much for you. But that's what they told
me. It's bad enough that this bitch don't speak no goddamn English.
Listen, I'm not doing that.
And then on top of that.
I'm not doing that.
Then I hear that in order to get a New York State ID, which I don't even want one, because what? Gross. I'm not out here trying to rep this goddamn city. I'm out here to work, bitch. I ain't no motherfucking New Yorker. I'm from the streets of Dade County.
Okay.
And I'm trying to keep my Florida ID. But no, that shit is apparently running rampant in this motherfucking city. God knows where. So now I have to go get a New York State ID.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get one, you have to have your original birth certificate.
Or your passport.
No, not or. According to the New York City government website, I need to have my original birth certificate as well as my Social Security card and then four proof points of name and then
yeah,
a passport.
But I've actually gone and gotten my New York State ID, so I can tell you 100% you do not have to take your birth certificate because I didn't. I promise.
Okay, well then,
but it is definitely a pain in the ass. And like, I can show you how to do it if you want to.
And then I heard you. And then I heard that they don't even give it to you. They have to mail it.
Yeah, they do mail it to you to make sure that you actually do live where you say you live. It's a lot. I know, because in Oklahoma, you could just go to the DMV, take a picture, and here go your ID.
In the most lowly circles of Miami, even the darkest corners of Miami, if you went to the DMV, they had them printers right there. You gave them your documentation, you took your picture, you filled out the paperwork, and they printed your shit and gave it to you, and you walked out with that fresh motherfucker in your goddamn hand. What the fuck kind of shit is this? And nothing makes sense. My life is a swirling vortex of despair and confusion. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm out here doing fucking podcasts and shit, bitch. What the fuck? Podcasts? What happened to YouTube? Now all the girls are asking, hey, Kid Fury, why won't you go to YouTube? And I'm like, girl, I didn't quit YouTube. I don't think that I'm better than YouTube, bitch. It's just I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm talking about everything under the goddamn sun once a week on this motherfucking show for an hour. I don't know what to talk about when I'm doing YouTube. No, I don't want to have a camera come up here every single second we do this goddamn show, record everything that I'm saying. Sometimes I like coming to the fucking studio crusty because nobody is looking at me. I'm here and I just have on currently some jacket that God only knows where I got it from, and my old ass Kid Fury Scully and my glasses, bitch. And these boots.
Okay.
Speaking of which.
I was hoping you had forgotten.
It's bad enough that this city is dirty, loud, expensive.
God.
But it's also frozen.
Huh.
And it's not just bad enough that it's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
We have been accosted by two snowstorms that were maybe a day apart. And it says another one coming right on this motherfucker's heels. But the worst part about that is...
What? There's another one coming?
That's what I heard.
Fuck a fucking duck. Are you kidding?
On top of all of that, what's horrible about this is when you're trying to get through it. This is why everyone's fucking miserable. Because you will see some snow, or you will see what you think is the street, but it is 10 feet of slushy, muddy gonorrhea in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And today, and you know what? The worst part about it is I've been through a winter here before. So I know this already. And I made this leap, bitch. I was just 2 seconds from the train to come down to this studio tonight. And I made this leap, and it was a leap of faith. Jesus knows it. And I fucking missed. And my fucking right foot sank to the depths of this frozen puddle. My sock and my black Timberland boots are covered in snow. My feet are freezing. Now I have to turn around and miss that goddamn train and go back home and change my damn socks and put on some different shoes or some shit. Like, what? On top of the fact that I ain't got no goddamn keys and I have to go through all of this other bullshit, and Stage 48 don't give a fuck about my black ass or that coat, even though I paid their goddamn cover and I paid twice as much for coat check than the rest of them queens. Fuck everything. So that, listeners, is why this episode is going to be the one from hell, because I don't give a fuck about shit today. I don't give a fuck about none of these famous hoes. And girl, you'll be lucky if I give a shit about your letter this week, bitch. That's how I'm feeling. And I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to read, but we're going to suffer through it. So pop culture this week, let's start with it. I called...
Who?
Miley Cyrus. I called it.
Oh.
I don't know when I said... this, but I know that I did. I said that this year was going to come and she was going to get rid of all of those. Miley Cyrus is on the cover of W Magazine.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw these pictures
yet. I did not.
But she looks amazing.
Oh.
She kind of looks like Lady Gaga, but it's probably because she bleached her eyebrows and whatever. I don't understand why women do that.
I don't know
if it's like a fashion thing, but where you like bleach your eyebrows
definitely.
So it looks like you don't have any.
No, I do not.
It doesn't work for everyone. But anyway, I thought that she looked gorgeous. Miley Cyrus, bitch, I don't know if you're listening to this.
No.
My spirit says yes. Because I said that this bitch was going to move into the 2014 and she was going to get rid of those fake Sailor Moon meatball buns on top of her head. And she was going to put away all of those fucking Tonka truck costumes that bitch was wearing on stage. And she was going to stop getting ratchet. And guess what? On a cover of W Magazine, and you look like a fucking queen. That's what you need to do. Whoever styled you for this, I don't know if it's somebody that you know personally or if it's somebody that W assigned to you. But you need to have daily conversations with that bitch and break them up a piece of your motherfucking Kit Kat bar, bitch, meaning give them as much money as they are asking for, because you looked fucking great. Keep it up. You can be, if you want to have some pop music with a little hip hop, you know, infused up in there, you can do the Justin Timberlake thing. It might work for you.
Yeah, it might.
That's all I'm saying.
I didn't even know that this happened, so I'm sitting there like,
I just wanted to say that
what?
I called it.
I can't believe you liked something Miley Cyrus was in. That's,
I can't believe it either.
What's crazy to me, I really am going to have to look at this shit.
She looked really nice. Well, I thought that she looked really great, and she was covered in like diamonds and stuff. It was the typical like, look at me, I'm blonde and white, and I look gorgeous. But she looked really nice, and hopefully you get your act together or whatever, because, I mean...
Stop that whole fake black shit. Just stop that. I don't give a shit about anything
Or just
else.
Approach it differently, like Justin does. But see, you can't even... See, Justin has the soul.
No, right. Miley Cyrus. Just, I don't...
Justin's ancestors probably, like, you know, one of them probably had a black slave that they slept with or something.
Yeah, that is not a great thing, but I'm almost certain that that happened.
I mean, I'm just saying, he's just a guy, there's something in there.
You know, Justin Timberlake, for a while, he was that type who was like, he thought he was black, and he acknowledges that now, but he used to really... Like
those cornrows.
That he would, right. Like he really thought he was black.
And he didn't just have cornrows. He would have cornrows and then he would have like, he would wrap it in a bandana like Wayne did.
Right. And like a blue bandana. Like, what are you doing?
We don't need this.
Boy, stop that. Over here, buying with these other niggas. Nigga, please stop that. Justin Timberlake, but he's come a long way.
Anyway.
Miley, though, that's not her call and that's not her destiny.
Girl, whatever. Fuck all these people. Gaga is depressed, apparently, because of Art Flop. I don't know. Whatever. She's in Harper's Bazaar, and she said that she was depressed at the end of 2013, and she's got a new manager, and her album didn't perform well, and I don't know, drugs. I don't, whatever.
I've read some stuff about Lady Gaga. Like, somebody broke down exactly what happened to her, and apparently the people, like, the man who was styling her quit, and then whoever was doing her choreography quit. And so she was like...
Lorianne.
So that was like her thing. Like her look and her performances were what got people's attention. Like her the actual quality of her voice took a back seat. So now that those people are switched... Well, I mean, it's true. So shit. Now that those people are gone, she's trying to figure it out by herself. And I guess it's not working because Art Pop did not do well by anybody's standards. So, but that ain't none of my business. Whatever, girl.
Buck up, sis.
Is she still smoking 15 blunts a day? Do you remember that?
If she's not, I'd be surprised by it because, as I've said, she is high constantly.
How do you even have the time to smoke 15 blunts a day?
When you are rich.
15?
All you have to do is say, can I have a day off?
But
and
how
you
do you
can
even
absolutely smoke probably 25 blunts a day.
What?
She could probably smoke 25. If Lady Gaga has a day off, she could smoke 25 blunts, sniff 10 lines, and get her pussy ate at the same time.
But wouldn't you just be so ridiculously high? Like 25 blunts. Come on,
look,
that is crazy.
At Lady Gaga.
No, but you would be like for real, like high as fuck, like damn near comatose.
She went to the Grammys in an egg.
That was years ago. She did, though. Ugh, rolling down, like looking like a fetus. It was gross. Ugh. Ugh.
She was at the MTV Video Music Awards 1 year, and she was dressed as a man the entire show.
But it just seems to me, if you smoke 15 blunts, like, how would you even get out of the
bed? I absolutely believe that she does smoke 15
blunts. And she's a little old bitty somebody. Where is she putting it? I don't know
how she...
She
smokes as many... The days that she has to go out to work, she probably has THC pills that she just pops like Skittles. She's constantly high. That much I know about
her. Well, I hope she's getting... I hope she gets help for her depression and gets out of that soon.
I think that she said that she's doing better now, and she was just telling a story.
Well, I mean, people on the internet are truly mean. So, and I'm saying this as somebody who has definitely been meeting the celebrities before. If you tell them that you're depressed about something or you sad about your album dropping, the people who don't like you are definitely going to encourage you feeling worse about yourself. So, I'm sorry to hear
that. That's why I'm sure she's telling this story now, so that she, you know, she probably feels better about herself or whatever the fuck she's going. Well, child, you're Lady Gaga. You'll figure it out.
You'll be fine. You were rich before this. You have enough, much richer now.
You have enough notoriety at this point to just ride this wave out and have plenty of second chances. Brandy had like 6 second chances, and she just, it was well after she was
right.
Well after she should have had them. So if Brandy can have all of those chances, it's no shade.
The Little Monsters will give Lady Gaga another chance. They're not just,
and you're a white.
So you have to worry about chances. Right. What?
Brandy put out a good album and people still didn't buy it.
The world is your oyster, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, whatever, girl. Child, what the who else?
You are
Chris
so
Brown.
Mad. No, pass. Somebody else.
Speaking of Chris Brown,
I just said, didn't I just?
Oh, I mean, speaking of rehab.
Oh, okay. Who's in rehab?
Selena Gomez was secretly in rehab in January.
For what?
Justin Bieber.
Shut up. Was she really?
Apparently.
No, you are lying to
me.
No,
I didn't make that portion of the story up.
Was she really in rehab, though?
She went to some rehab called The Meadow, I think. I don't even know. The thing that I'm confused about is, if it was a secret, then why do we know this now? Like, shouldn't she have gone to... And how many people do rehabs, do they have just like... Are there just like celebrity rehabs? Like, are there rehabs that just accept only rich, famous people?
I have no idea.
Because it's like everyone has been to rehab. Let's go to rehab.
Maybe it's fun. Maybe it's like their way of getting a vacation. I don't know.
I don't know what like, do you get...
I remember when Lindsay Lohan went for, or she was hospitalized actually for like exhaustion or something. I was just like, bitch, what? Like, what? Like, did you need to be forced to go to the fuck to sleep? I don't, okay. But I don't understand what Selena Gomez even did to be in rehab in the first place.
She was apparently addicted to the Biebs.
That, you're not right. That's not correct.
No, they're saying that she, well, okay, so she's had problems with alcohol, weed, prescription Ambien, and then they're saying that she also had trouble. Because didn't she like shade him a bunch of times after they broke up? And then she was photographed on some Segways riding down the boulevard somewhere with him recently, and people were trying to get here. Leave his ass alone, Selena. Selena, whatever, Waverly Place. Bitch, I don't care. Whatever. Bieber was just, he's in more trouble. He's already on like the Homeland Security watch list or something for the 2 crimes that he commit. And then they say that he was hotboxing on a damn private jet and the pilot had to put on a gas mask to land the plane. Like this is who he is. Like, and this is why I asked on Twitter the other day, does cocaine really give you feeling of immortality?
Garbage. Does it really?
You have to be the real, that's what everyone said. Like you didn't see The Wolf of Wall Street. But
I
someone
did.
Brought you did see it.
I did see that.
I said that's a great, although they did plenty more than
just
coke.
Yeah, they did. Like they were on the most.
Everything you could think of. But I mean, a bunch of people said, yeah, it gives you just this, it explains so much about a lot of celebrities.
It does.
It's gotta be coke. Like you have to, it has, if it's not coke, then it is some other powerful.
It explains why they go out and show their asses. Because there's no other reason. Like, why would you do this?
If you're already under so much trouble that people have signed petitions for you to get the fuck out of the country. Why would you be, and why would you be smoking on, anyway, fuck each and everybody involved, whatever. Kiss my grits. Good night.
Okay. Fantastic.
Where are the grits located on human anatomy?
The ass, I believe. I believe grits can be found in the crack of the ass.
I thought it was like a gooch situation.
Oh.
Whatever.
No, I think it's just a southern way of saying kiss my ass. Mm-hmm. Go to hell.
Oh, girl. What else? I don't fuck everything.
What?
So I really don't want to talk about this.
Oh God.
I'm just gonna say this very briefly.
This could be one of two things that's gonna fuck up my mood. Like
either way, it's going to.
Okay, great.
This is how I feel about DMX.
Yeah, no.
When the news came out that he was going to be participating in a boxing match with someone that is lower than horse shit in the summer, initially I kind of jumped for joy on the inside because all I could think of was Earl smoking a rock the size of Newark.
Mm.
And going in there and doing a spirit bomb,
yes,
Kamehameha combo and murdering this man.
Mm-hmm.
And my spirit said, that is it.
Yes. My soul was in agreement. I was with you on that same plane. We were right here. It was like, yes, would like for this person to be eliminated.
I have since changed my mind.
Mm.
I would like for all of this to go away, everyone involved to go sit the fuck down. Or if it's going to actually happen, then y'all need to pick somebody that's not suffering from addiction to crack cocaine and other drugs.
Mm.
Not to say that crackheads don't have, you know, Justice League strength and things like that. But
oh, Lord knows they do.
They definitely do. But I just feel like it's making a mockery of Sabrina's baby, and the fact that it's his birthday and everybody is talking about this is just absolutely ridiculous. And when you think about it, best case scenario, DMX would do what? Bruise him up, bust his lip, black his eye. Like, they're not going to allow for this nigga to jump on his face and latch onto him and murder. Like, they're not going to let DMX kill him.
Right.
And that would be what I'm looking for, for you to kill him or at least injure him to the point where he is a vegetable for the yeah. rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to allow him or anyone else to do that to this shitty fat individual. So leave us alone. Let the child rest in paradise. Let the family move on. All of this is ridiculous. It's disgusting. This man is not a celebrity. And I'm so tired of America glamorizing these sick, twisted, murderous individuals. It's like, why does this always happen? Like, you have these insane people who go out of their way to destroy other people's lives or murder innocent people or both. And America's like, you know what? This would make a great movie.
Right.
Or a great whatever event. Like,
I don't know what it is. I really don't get it. But this baby is dead. Why is his murderer allowed to prosper as a celebrity, like as somebody hired for entertainment purposes? Are you fucking kidding? It's like, I get mad every time we talk about George Zimmerman, because I get mad every time this motherfucker is in the news for anything other than being dead. Like, I'm so tired of hearing it. Unless it's George Zimmerman is dead, I don't want to hear another goddamn George Zimmerman headline. I fucking don't. I'm over this motherfucker.
I didn't want to hear his name, but
well, whatever.
Skin crawls every time. I was really trying to walk. I was trying to tiptoe around it. I don't even like anything with those first three letters. Like, I feel a way about Zimbabwe. I feel a way about Invader Zim. I just feel very uncomfortable with the letter Z. If this event is not going to be hosted by worldstarhiphop.com, then girl, fuck out of here. Everybody stay at home and leave. Trayvon, his spirit still, please. That's it for the celebrity, whatever the fuck we call this part of the show.
Yes.
I'm going to drink some of this cool, what is this bodega water called? Poland Spring.
Mm, delicious.
And try and get my nerves back together.
Let's not forget to say rest in peace to Philip Seymour Hoffman, who passed away a couple of days ago of an apparent drug overdose.
As if I wasn't already feeling shit.
I don't even want to tell you the way I felt when I saw that news. Like, I just...
You just reminded me.
He's such a talented actor, and it's just...
and director.
Yeah.
And
I was
crazy.
Just watching Doubt. I was just watching Doubt. He's so good in Doubt. He plays the priest. Mm. But he also was in Capote, which is one of my favorite books about one of my, or favorite movies about one of my favorite writers. Truman Capote obviously wrote In Capote. Cold Blood, which is just a fantastic novel. And so I just, it was just
him.
A loss, and it was sad, and I was just like, fuck. Like,
I love him in Almost Famous, and in one of my favorite movies when I was a kid was Twister.
Yeah.
Because I thought that those white people were just the bravest, crazy people in the world. Like, why? And people actually did that.
Right.
Like, chasing tornadoes. I was, like, sitting back at, like, what, 7? I don't even know how old I was.
Like, oh, look. Twister was like, I don't even think I saw Twister in the theaters, because I was like, why would I go see something that I live? Like, people chasing tornadoes.
Yeah, we didn't get tornadoes.
Storm chasers, that's like, I grew up around that. That was nothing to me. I was like, I'm not going to the movies to see what I can go outside and see.
We didn't get tornadoes in Miami. Like
yeah,
that.
I didn't think so.
I just thought that was like, I thought it was so cool. And then, of course, he's in The Hunger Games.
Of course,
and
The Hunger Games.
I mean, I felt kind of bad, but when I heard it at first, I was like, shit. And I was like, damn, what about The Hunger Games? Like,
yeah, I think people do. Like, when celebrities pass away and they're in the middle of a project, that's kind of the first.
That's what I felt about. I kind of felt that way when Aaliyah died, because she was recording
The Matrix.
And
she
I was
doing
like,
The Matrix.
She was just filming The damn Matrix. So,
and she
anyway.
Had just finished, I think, Queen of the Damned or
yeah,
something like that.
Just finished it.
Yeah, like had just wrapped it.
And
anyway.
I was thinking about it, and you know, I heard that he filmed like the like his scenes or something, or he just had a couple to go or whatever, but he was such a great addition to that.
Same with Paul Walker
franchise.
And the Fast and Furious. Same with, I mean, it happens all the time with these celebrities. It's just so sad.
Anyway, recipes to him and to the young King Trayvon, and we're going to take a break and then come back to your letters from home, and I'm going to try and pull it together so that I don't insult any of you in your undoubtedly tragic relationships.
Okay, great.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code THERAPY.
Yeah, y'all. Don't forget, Squarespace is constantly improving their platform. They've got new features, new designs. They have great support. They have over 20 highly customizable templates. And every Squarespace plan, it used to be titled Standard, Unlimited, and Business. They're now called Personal, Professional, and Business. They all support commerce functionality. And that means that literally every Squarespace customer can now begin selling products online. Each plan has a range of functionality in terms of SKUs and integrations with third-party software. We use it on thisistheread.com and I love it. It's super easy to update. If I can do it, Lord knows anybody can. And they have over 70 Squarespace employees on the customer care center team, and it's based right here in New York City. So head on over to squarespace.com, use offer code THERAPY for 10% off and a free trial.
Start a trial right now with no credit card required. Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website.
It's true.
Now let's get back to the show. And we're back.
Yes, we are. As always, you guys, email your questions to asktheread@gmail.com to potentially be read aloud on the show. And we have two updates this week. The first one comes from the girl who, remember, her boyfriend was posting a bunch of like naked hoes on Tumblr. And we told her to relax because it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, she was tripping.
Yeah, so she wrote us back and said, thanks, guys. I guess I was being a little oversensitive because of the other issues we've been having, so it turned into more of an annoyance than it normally would. And no, Kid Fury and all you listeners who commented, I was not going to break up with him over Tumblr. So congratulations to you, Anonymous, for working that out. Glad you got over it. And then also Jared, if you remember, Jared had the homosexual coworker who kind of hit on him once, and then he was like uncomfortable around him and all this. So Jared emailed us back and said, well, first of all, the coworker listened to the show and recognized, even though the name was fake, he recognized the situation and confronted him about it.
Great.
So they had to hash it out in person, which I'm sure was super fucking awkward.
The breed, bringing people together.
Yes, bringing together coworkers who try to talk about one another on a national platform anonymously and then get found out anyway. Congratulations.
The breed, where the shade gets real.
So he busted up an old dude's office and they had a conversation about it. And he said, to make a long story short, I was forced to deal with the situation head on. He explained pretty much what you all said, that he wasn't going to attack me in the mailroom or stalk me or any of the things that straight people think gays are going to do. I tried to assure him that it was a simple act of me not having the coping mechanisms to deal with a crush, and I apologized. After several hours, he came back to my office and said he was sorry he made me feel uncomfortable and he hopes we can move on. I thanked him for being candid, and while I think there is probably an irreparable rift, or I guess I should probably be irreparable, at least it's finally dealt with. I didn't edit these today, so sorry. In a weird way, you forced me out of the closet of my own internal prejudices and perceptions. Keep doing your thing, and in your own way, champion the causes of the misinterpreted and educate the uninformed.
That's why I'm here, girl.
Yeah, that's why. That's why we do this. So, yes, thanks so much for sending in your updates, you guys. If you submitted a question long ago and you haven't let us know how it turned out, please email your updates to asktheread@gmail.com. And, let's see, where do we want to go for the first question this week? Are you in the mood for anything in particular?
I feel like I never know what's going to happen, so just go for it.
I mean, because the inbox is always just a grab bag. Let's start off with a short one from Rochelle. It says, "Hi, guys. I love the show, and I have heard every single episode. I have a quick question for Kid Fury. Does he find it offensive when straight women say, 'It's a shame that you're gay,' or 'I wish you weren't gay'? Sometimes these gay guys out here are just so fine. Thanks, guys." What? Are you offended when straight women say, "Man, I wish he wasn't gay"?
No one ever says that to me.
Don't do that, because girls on Twitter be...
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, all the time, actually.
It's usually girls that say anything that compliment me in any way.
It's girls on Twitter, maybe, but it's boys who be hitting up the inbox. Like light-skinned niggas submitting all their selfies, trying to find out if... No, bitch, it's not a lie. You just don't care. But they be in the inbox all the time.
You're a liar.
Why would I lie? You could log in and see it your damn self. You just don't.
Anyway, I don't personally find it offensive. I guess I could see why someone might, but I don't think that it's offensive to say, "Man, I wish that you weren't gay because you're attractive." I don't think that there's anything offensive there. Because, I mean, I don't know how quiet it's kept, but plenty of gay people say that shit about straight guys. So why? I don't... So I don't know why, you know, to me, if a girl says it, then I would take it as a compliment. I think that it's flattering, but...
It's not gross to you. It's not like, please stop.
Like, if you're like, "Oh my goodness, I would love to slide up and down." You know, like, if it was...
You
like
don't hear what these girls
graphic.
Be saying about you, I guess. Some of them are nasty.
I don't know. Okay. I don't see all of that.
But so it doesn't... I know. I feel like I've talked to other gay men who are, like, really offended by that. Like, getting mad when women do that to them.
I don't.
But if you don't care, then you don't.
It doesn't bother me at all. Like, if you're going to be like, if you're just talking about like, "Oh my goodness, why don't you like pussy?" Or, "I just like really wish that you..." If it's like something graphic, then yeah, that's offensive because, gross.
Right. Don't be... But nasty. But just a plain, "Wow, you're really cute. I wish you were straight."
What's wrong with that?
Okay. Well, shit, I don't really care one way or the other. So the next question says, "Dear Crystal and Kid Fury, I would like some advice on motivating my loving boyfriend." Are you ready for this? I just want you to... Maybe you should put the water down. "My boyfriend and I have known each other for a few years, but have only been dating for 9 months. We really like to talk things out, so it was no surprise when he proposed to me last month and I accepted."
Wait. What?
"I don't really know how that goes together either, but listen, we're just going to roll with it.
Okay.
The problem is that neither one of us wants to get married until we have our lives shaped out more.
But
I am pretty close to being finished with college, and my boyfriend is a year younger than me. We are young, so I understand there is still time, but my boyfriend is moving at such a slow pace that he makes me worry he may never have a life. And while I don't mind..." No, we're not even a third of the way done. "And while I don't mind supporting him if I ever make that much money, I do not want to marry him only to end up unable to support us, and neither does he. My boyfriend graduated a year late from high school because he was in the hospital and couldn't finish his senior year. Since then, he has done nothing but sit at home with not going to college and no job. Since he has no idea what he wants to be when he grows up, I have tried to get him to apply for jobs near his house, since his excuse was that his father won't allow him to get his driver's license. I don't know, but whatever. They said they would call after the new year, but no dice. I keep talking to him about it, and every time he stays motivated for about an hour and then forgets until I talk to him again. To give him credit, he doesn't like having no career path or job either. He's just really unable to deal with a lot of things right now. I love him very much, and I'm going to stay with him through this, but I am unsure of what I can do to help. I feel like a broken record, and I am tired of always having to make him do the things that will allow us to be together. We live in different states, FYI." Oh, my God.
Oh, girl. So you just left that punch right there.
I mean, I haven't even read through this entire letter, so.
Oh, I thought that was the end.
Oh, no, honey. Sometimes when we, I actually have not read it before, period. Like, I just randomly picked this out. Sometimes when we talk, he will mention feeling scared to leave home and have responsibilities, which confuses me because his home situation isn't exactly ideal. I tell him to get over it, and like always, it works for an hour or two, but then we're back to square one. Is there some way I can help him find something he likes to do for work? Is there a way to motivate him without henpecking? Is there any advice you guys can give about what led you two to the jobs you obviously love? Thanks so much, Lisa. P.S. I have shown him this letter and he sends his regards.
Oh, well, at
that
least he knows that you put his ass out there like
amazing.
That. Because, honey.
Wow, my God. So there's a lot here.
Yeah.
But I think my first question is, why are you engaged to somebody who does not have any motivation for life? Like, why are you...
Here's the thing.
Why are you engaged to this person?
In order to get him to find something that he's good at or something that he enjoys that he can turn a career into. In order, because she said something about what led you to doing blah, 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 passion. And you can't create passion for someone else. I mean, well, you can, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Gross.
But I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just like... take this nigga to the park and all of a sudden he realized he wanted to be a beekeeper. Like, you can't right. just like, you know what I mean? You can only do so much. He has to decide for himself that he wants to get off of his ass and go and do, you know, what needs to be done. Like, you can't build that bridge for him, girl. So,
yeah, it is not your job to motivate him or keep him motivated to find a job or go to school or whatever the fuck. Like, girl, I really think you should think twice. And then if you come to the same conclusion, think again about marrying somebody who doesn't have, like, not just that he doesn't have a job, but girl, he doesn't even like have the motivation to get
That's
a job.
That's the problem. It's not even just about the job, because I mean, people will shit on you for not having a job all they want to. I don't know what kind of world y'all are living in. I thank my lucky stars as well as my sickening Jesus every day of my life that I can do what I love and pay my bills and have a little extra on the side, sweetie. Because one thing about it, being out here trying to find a job, especially if you're not in school or don't have like a degree or anything, like, and even if you do, like,
right.
shit,
even
like,
if you do.
It's just, it's hard as fuck. But if you have, one thing with me especially, like, you don't have to have everything, and I definitely don't need anyone to provide for me. But if you have, like, the passion and the motivation, like, that's all I need to see. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
obviously, I'm not going to be paying for your meal every single time that we go into, you know, like, I can't.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm not
going to
be financially, you know, looking after you.
Right.
But if you have the drive to get, you know, to where you need to be or where you want to be, that at least assures me that, okay, well, you're on a path and, you know, we just need to be there for each other and get there. Because I believe that whatever is meant for you is, you know, is
right,
for you.
It's meant
and you'll
for you.
Get there. You just have to, you know,
but
find
you gotta find your way, yeah.
But if you just sitting there like a damn, what did the kindergarten teacher say? Bumping along?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. If you just sitting there not doing anything, that's enough
that's
for
it.
Me to say, well, girl.
Right. And I mean, I don't want you to get caught up in the potential of what your boyfriend could be, because there are so many girls out here who have fallen victim to a nigga's potential only to find out that the potential is going to come
Woo!
Whenever the fuck it wants. And that's not really
Woo!
On your schedule, girl. So
ring the alarm.
I cannot.
I have been through this for too long.
You are so fucking stupid.
Let me tell you something about it. Stop with all of this falling in love with possibilities, because that ain't nothing but Tinkerbell, bitch. It's covered in fairy dust. It is not real. You better fall in love with the goddamn present. You better fall in love with what you got
there
in front
you
of your motherfucking ass, and stop falling in love with possibilities, bitch, because you ain't no motherfucking Susie Homemaker, and you ain't about to put this bitch in the Easy Bake Oven and make your motherfucking your dream nigga. All of this fairy tale, I want a fairy tale ending and fairy tale wedding, like I've said. Get you some Disney DVD
Come
or
on.
Some Disney Blu-ray. Princess Tiana found her a man and a frog and a spell and opened like a beignet bakery or some shit. Like, you leave all of that shit for the animators, girl.
Right.
You better be out here in love with the present, the tried and the true, and the real. That's what you do.
Because your dreams of what this man might turn out to be, honey, are going to be the thing that breaks your heart.
And ain't nothing going to happen but him ending up resenting you because you're going to be out here getting this motherfucking paper and he going to be at home
and pushing
playing
him.
Call of Duty.
That's it.
And you trying to get this nigga to come out here and get a goddamn degree and get a good job and do all of this. And what's worse is it's definitely going to affect your relationship because you can't function like that with someone who's not on the same wavelength as you.
No, you cannot.
You need to have someone who has the same amount of drive and the same fucking like passion that you do. You can't be passionate and be out here trying to make the world work for you and shit like that, and you coming home to somebody with a bag of hot Cheetos open and that's, you know, and then waiting to fuck you at night. Like, no, girl, like, no.
Right. Y'all sound really young to me, honestly. This sounds like he's just, you can't, I don't want you to feel like you can marry this man thinking that he's going to be such and such down the line. When you marry somebody, I think it's important to realize that you're marrying that person for who he is or who she is right the fuck now. Not, I'm marrying you because in 5 years, I think you might be really dope.
Yeah.
And you'll have your shit together. But I love you the way you are right now. I love you when you're great. I love you when you're fucked up. I don't mind if you are the way you are right now for the rest of forever. Like, it's not like I'm marrying you because I think in a little while shit is going to get way better and you're going to do something.
I don't even know
life.
What the fuck I'm going to be giving in 5 years. Shit, hopefully I will be living and healthy and, you know, helping Blue Ivy with her homework. But we don't know that.
Right.
So,
I don't know what I'll be. I don't know what I'm doing. But I don't want you to legally attach yourself to somebody, you know, who is... He could be, you know, the greatest guy, very sweet and compassionate and treats you great and all this, girl. But if he ain't doing shit and it bothers you and you know that that's not your responsibility to make him be shit, because you can't do it. It cannot be your job to make that man into something. He has to grow up his damn self.
It's going to be 15 years. You're going to have a house full of kids and a single job in the household that
ain't
going to be sitting on the couch.
It.
And you're going to be every single day by the door on your way to work, be looking at the nigga like, look at you.
Right. And that's best
Black,
case scenario.
Poor. You're ugly.
Mm.
That's what it's going to be. You don't
in 3 years' time, you'll be by yourself wondering why you made that mistake. Like,
anyway.
I'm not saying, like, this is definitely how your relationship is going to go. I'm saying that
right. you
banking
have to
on
have
what
something.
Somebody might be is a bad idea.
Right, exactly. So,
that's
Raquel,
all.
What is this girl's name?
I think it was Lisa.
Whatever. Hey, girl, listen. Come up with an idea and niggas hate ultimatums, but hey, it lights fire under their asses. And let this nigga know, like, look, we need to come up with something and make something happen because you just can't have dead weight. It's not healthy.
There you go.
That's how I feel about it, sweetheart. Unfiltered fury. Good night. Next.
Okay, so our last letter comes from Stephanie and she says, so I've been dating this guy for about 5 months now and everything is going great. However, when I see him, it's mostly me making the plans and initiating the phone calls to do something.
Break up with him. He's a fuckboy. Next letter.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and I was wondering if it's smart to wait until he brings up what we should do and let him plan out the night.
No.
I just don't want to make it a habit that I have
absolutely
to make all
not.
The plans so that he can start stepping up. Mel C. Stephanie.
No.
Girl, I mean, if you're stressed out about Valentine's Day and what y'all are going to be doing, why not just say something? Why are you walking around wondering if y'all are gonna do something for Valentine's Day? Like, I think if you're worried about Valentine's Day itself, ask him, are we doing something, blah blah blah, are we hooking up, getting together, whatever, for Valentine's Day?
First of all, here's the thing, this is how I feel about pre-Valentine's Day clearance, Valentine's Day candy clearance eve.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I feel about that day.
Yes.
Stop with all of your dramatics and your expectations. It's a day just like any other.
It really is.
It's just the 14th of goddamn February. So you need to be wondering when this nigga is going to take you on a romantic date on any other motherfucking day. Like, because people feel obligated to do these romantic things on Valentine's Day. If you're going to do something special and romantic on February 14th and then on March 14th, this nigga ain't answering your motherfucking phone calls, that says a lot about your goddamn relationship.
It does.
So that's not what you should be worried about. Bitch, buy you a big ass chocolate heart, buy that shit for your goddamn self on February 14th and ask that nigga, when are you going out on February 15th? That's what you do. Stop stressing Valentine's Day. If you want to do something special, fine. But this nigga don't even sound like he is studying Valentine's right. Day at all.
If anything, he gonna give your ass a bear and some candy and then have sex with you and then be done. Like, you don't even hear from him unless you hit him up. So
it's all Valentine's Day is. It is an exchange of plush toys and chocolate for
ass.
Genitals.
Yes.
That's all that
Valentine's is all is. That grown people do with Valentine's Day. That's why I don't lucky, see what the big ass deal is. That's what y'all do every day anyway.
If you're lucky, you'll get a Cheddar Bay biscuit before the night is over.
Right.
But I mean, like, I'm not trying to shit on Valentine's Day at all. I'm just saying, like, it's funny to me how people just, like, set their eyes on Valentine's Day or get all like, oh, my God, I don't have nobody. I need to have a date or Valentine's Day. Like,
is it really that big of a deal, though?
Everyone feels obligated to do it. Like, if you're in a relationship, you should like a romantic date on any other day should feel more special than Valentine's Day when everyone's doing it just because.
The only time I felt like obligated, like, I really should do something on Valentine's Day is when I was in that almost 6-year-long relationship. That's when, like,
after 6 years,
when we
bitch.
Are celebrating multiple Valentine's Days together, then it becomes like a thing where we, you know, have fun with each other. But I'll be damned. I don't, girl, I'll be
after
damned.
After 6 years in a gay relationship?
Please, please. Do you know, we were like
we
marathoners.
We better be under the fucking stars, and there better be Jeez. Somebody over here singing K-Sarah, goddamn Sarah, bitch, because that...
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about that, but that was, yeah, that was the only time when I was just like really stressing out over Valentine's Day. But I'll be damned if I'm worried about Valentine's Day plans with a nigga that I got to hit up every single time we go out with one another. Like, girl, the attraction is one-sided. I mean, not saying that he's not attracted to you, but the pull, the desire to have something more.
So wait, did she say that her problem is that he doesn't set things up? Like, he
it's
doesn't,
both. Like, whenever they get together, it's because she texted him, she called him, she set it up so that they could see one another. So now she's like, oh, what's going to happen for Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Should I press a girl? Alone. He is not thinking about Valentine's Day with you. He is thinking about ass with you. Like,
that
I honestly
exactly
feel like
about.
If he was interested in dating you and, like, being romantic with you and showing you a good time on Valentine's Day, if he actually gave a shit about that, then he would have hit you up about that by now. Like, I don't see why you would stress out over this with somebody who it cannot even be bothered to text you on a day that ain't Valentine's Day.
Niggas make effort where they feel like effort is needed. Niggas like they're like, how do I say this?
How do you?
And it's not just men, but men especially, like, they're going to give their time to where they want to. Like, if you have to always initiate it, if you have to always be the one to contact him, you know, in order for you to see each other, then it's probably because it's just not that into you.
Yeah. I mean, that would be my first thought, because I'm that same way. Like, if I just don't
know your worth, girl.
Yeah. You can do better.
Find somebody who will, you know, be the one to hit you up on iMessage.
Right. Valentine's Day or not, find somebody who at least calls and
unless
texts
you're a
you.
Horrible person and, you know, you broke his heart and you don't really want to.
I think you're getting into hypotheticals that could not possibly
trace,
be true.
You know, trace through all of that baggage and that muck again.
Anyway.
Maybe he doesn't want to do that to himself.
That wraps up our questions for this week. Send your questions to Ask the Reader.
All I'm saying is that maybe he is hurt.
Yeah, that's not it, Stephanie.
But it's probably not.
AskTheReader@gmail.com, and let's take a quick break.
So I'm pleased to say that we're still working with the awesome people at Hulu Plus, and you can still go over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and take advantage of a free extended trial, and you'll get access to awesome content, including some of your favorite TV shows. I'm watching Community. It's awesome. Hilarious again. Much better than the last season. So catch up. And also, Prince was on New Girl this week or after the Super Bowl. So that episode's on there, too. Really great shows.
Yeah, guys, don't forget that's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Head on over for a free 2-week trial. You can watch on so many different devices, obviously your laptop, and certain shows and movies are available via your cell phone, but you can also use a Roku streaming player. If you have an Apple TV, you can use that to watch, as well as the Xbox One, the PlayStation 4, and my personal favorite, the Wii U. So again, head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Sign up for that free 2-week trial. They've got comedies, dramas, whatever you like. You are sure to find it with Hulu Plus.
Okay, so let's finish the show.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, what do you say? My mama used to do that all the time. I don't know. That just popped into my head.
Okay. The Read.
Yes, it is time for that portion of our show. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. You can go first this week.
No, I can't.
Why?
Because I'm not really sure what my read is.
Okay, well, for this week, I'm not really going to do like the regular angry sort of spout of nonsense that I do. I just want to clear up some things that I saw take place on the internet over the past couple of days that I feel like a lot of people are really confused by. So if you don't know who Janet Mock is, she is a transgender woman who recently wrote a book, and she's been obviously doing some tour to promote the new book. This is common, right? I'm talking for the people who don't know. She appeared on Piers Morgan's show. And during the show, there were some things said by Piers Morgan that were extremely offensive to certain members of the transgender community. Namely, he said things like Janet Mock was a man until she turned 18, or Janet Mock was born a boy and worked very hard to become the woman that she is today. Things like Janet Mock, it's like saying to her, if I didn't know that you were transgender, I would have never thought that you were transgender because you look like you should have been a woman in the first place. Stuff like that. And a lot of people who mean very well, who are like, mm-hmm. who are like allies, at least, to non-straight people, are confused about how that's something wrong to say. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is offer y'all for the very first time a little piece of advice, like just a little bit of something to help you understand where these people who are angry about it are coming from. And I'm not going to cuss you out while I'm doing it. Like, this is just very special. I feel benevolent today. I'm going to do this without being rude. The problem was this with this whole issue and saying these things about Janet Mock, regardless of whether you felt like she should have addressed it on the show or not. The issue here is that transgender people are not, you have to look at it from this point of view. They are not born a boy or a girl and then become who they are. They are born who they are and they feel like this is the wrong body for them. So when you say to Janet Mock that she was born a boy and became a man, or Janet Mock was a man or a boy until she turned 18 and then she became a woman, you are saying that Janet Mock was not born into the identity that she claims that she is. Janet right. Mock says that she was born a girl. Janet Mock is saying that she is a woman, like she transitioned into the body that she wanted to have, but she has always been this person to herself. So when you are saying this to transgender people, that's why Piers Morgan is getting all this backlash from all these very angry LGBT activists. That's what the issue is. It's not that they think he is, you know, transphobic in the hood ass we see somebody we don't like, so we just gonna jump them and beat them way. They're not saying that. They're saying you need to be careful about the language you use, because again, like I always say, your words mean things. And to say something to a transgender woman like, oh my goodness, you're so pretty, like if I didn't know that you were transgender, I would have never thought it, is saying to this person, wow, you're an acceptable kind of transgender person. I like the way you look. Them other manly ass bitches, I don't know what the fuck is going on with them. I don't know why they made that decision, but clearly you were meant to be a girl. Like,
straight people think, well, I can't say this for everyone, but think you're pretty for a dark skinned girl.
It's not.
I think that's actually not as bad as this, but it's just yeah. kind of like, is that supposed to?
Like,
be
I get
a compliment?
Like we're trying to get people to right. Like what you're saying is not. It's like, oh, well, you're one of the except. Like when I went to an all white middle school, and that was very traumatic for me. 6th through 8th grade, it was a rough time, and so. I was a cheerleader 8th grade year, and during cheer camp, I remember somebody who's very sweet and still like just a really nice person came up to me and was like, I just want you to know you have the prettiest hair of any black girl I have ever seen. And I didn't even know what, like I was 12. I was just like, what? Like, I think, are you saying something? Am I supposed to be flattered by this? That, oh, of all the I've seen a lot of African American hair, but yours, I think, is the closest to ours. So I like it. Like, you're just saying to this person that she, the way she looks is the reason why you believe her being transgender. Well, it doesn't really, it should not matter what the person looks like. If somebody says to you that they're transgender, you don't have to understand it, but it's basic human decency to accept that and at least use the pronouns that that person prefers. Like, it's not asking for a lot. And if you are so obsessed with your own self and what you think people should be called that you can't even do something as small as going by the pronouns that a person prefers. Like, girl, you really just need to reevaluate your life. Like, why are you that dedicated to being hateful? It should never be that serious. So I'm explaining to y'all, this is like a freebie for all you people who didn't get it, couldn't understand why it was like such a big deal. This is where the issue was. Like I said, you don't have to understand it, accepted, whatever. Like, if you want to stay ignorant about it or rude or hateful about transgender people, that's your business. But at least now you can't say nobody ever told you. Now you fucking know it's your decision to make about how you go, whether you're gonna act like a decent fucking person.
Okay,
so that's my read this week. What about you? I feel like you started the show with a read.
Like, yeah, I feel like I did too, but I have one and I'm just trying to come down off of that. I think the problem with like transphobia and things of that nature is just it's actual ignorance. People just don't know and they don't care to learn or understand. So like even like it wasn't until maybe 4 years. I don't know how many. It was a few years ago that I learned that the word trainee was offensive. And people still don't know.
Yeah, people don't know that.
And, you know, no one cares to learn. It's just no one understands and just fuck how you feel. So
I think I just figured that out like maybe a year or two ago. Like, I think I was pretty late to that. But I've like knowing who I am now and then looking back on the way I used to think about things, especially like in high school and college, I was extremely transphobic and didn't even really realize it. It was just like I grew up in Oklahoma and that was just like, it was just like understood.
Because everyone, it's like people just like, people don't get it. Humans, I feel like by nature, just like are terrified or just turned off by things that they do not understand. I just think that that's where it comes from. And people, like, you're just so used to people making jokes about transgendered people that, of course, you grow up hearing tranny and you hear people making jokes talking about such and such like a man or this, you know, whatever. And so, like, that's just, like, the norm as a kid in middle school and high school hearing all kinds of stuff like that. And it's not until you can grow up and have some sense, or if you have some damn sense, accept your damn sense.
Right.
And give a shit enough to listen to what's taking place and how people feel and stuff. So, like, people really, like, honestly think that transgendered people are just, like, born male or born female. And they get to some point where they're just like, I don't like this anymore. I'm gonna. Yeah. And that's not how.
It's not just, oh, you know, I'm really tired of being a girl. I think I'll just be a boy. Just on a random Wednesday. Yeah. Like, that's just not how it works. But when I realize that people are people, like, humans, we are all basically just trying to exist, find love, be happy. Like,
and figuring the shit out as we go.
All of us are struggling in one way or another. So what I'm not going to do is make you feel bad about something that, you know, this is who you are. Why is not my job as a person, as a woman, as a human, as an American, as a Christian, to make you feel bad about who you are? Like, it's not my job to make you feel like you, like your struggle needs to be harder. I wasn't put on this earth to understand everybody, but I was ordered to love my fellow common man. And so if you are really the type of person, you feel like you cannot just extend a basic human courtesy to everybody, regardless of gender identity, I really want you to rethink like your place on this planet. This is just so ridiculous. But I understand where a lot of you were coming from with the confusion about the whole Jen and Mock thing. That's why I wanted. Right. People don't. And nobody is really like, unless you know where to look for it, nobody is talking about it. People aren't just, I mean, yes, we have seen interviews with Laverne Cox. I saw her on Katie Kirk's show and she had to get Katie together because Katie was being extremely inappropriate. Asking people about their genitals is just a no. Let's just know on that. What the fuck is wrong anyway? So like I said, if you know where to look for it, then you can find people talking about this sort of thing and you can find transgender women and transgender men who I prefer you to get your information from. Like, I prefer that y'all not get it from me, but I feel like this is something that needed to be said, regardless of the fact that I'm not transgender. it's not, if you are not like looking for it, then you're probably not going to find it. Like, you're not going to find people to sit here and explain to you why it's offensive to say such and such was born this way and then became something else. So, like, I didn't want it to be like a rude thing, but I also didn't want to address it like, oh, it's cool for you to just do whatever you want to. Like, that's not it either. At the bare fucking minimum, use the pronouns people tell you to use. And don't ask anybody about what's between their damn legs. Anybody. Ever. Period. That's just not a question.
Save that for Jack.
See, I can't deal with you. Do you ever read this week?
I do, but I feel like, you know, I kind of oversaturated myself at the beginning of the show.
You did kind of start the show off with like a 15-minute rant about, you know, literally everything that's wrong.
I'll say this much. I don't like when, and this is a pet peeve that I have had for probably as long as I've had a car or the ability to go anywhere or make plans. Listen, I hate when you make plans with someone and then you're all set up for everything to go and you know, like you go and let's say someone invites you to fucking Olive Garden. I don't know, whatever. And you're like, great, I'll meet you there at whatever time. And you get there at whatever time and the person's not there and they're not picking up the phone. And you don't know if this nigga is dead, alive,
yes,
in the Olive Garden, on top of the Olive Garden, underneath it. I hate when you like make plans with someone and then when the plans are supposed to be taking place, that person falls off the face of the earth. Because it's like, do I just go home now? What the fuck is taking place?
Yeah.
Or if you supposed to meet me somewhere? Like, I don't know. Just do what you say you're going to do. That's how I feel.
Okay.
That's my read. This I don't give a fuck. Are we finished?
You were so mad at the beginning of this show that I really think that read could last you probably 3 or 4 weeks, but it's cool. Yes, I think we are
done.
Let's
do that. I'm not going. That's right. You're correct.
I think that does it for this episode of The Read. Shout out to The Griot. We are on their 100 list. I think under media is the category that we're in, but somebody pointed that out to me the other day and I was just like, man, how cool is this?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yes. So go to thegriot.com and check out their 2014 100 list and see us on there and our little write up and everything. It's very cute and nice. Thanks so much, you guys. We appreciate that.
That was really nice. I like the way that it was written too.
Yeah, it was nice.
I guess shout out to the Shorty Awards.
Yeah, that's for you though.
The Shorty Awards is something that I've heard of before. I just couldn't remember what it was that they celebrated. Mm-hmm. But it's a good award show. I guess social media, I'm nominated for YouTube star. Although, the most disappointing YouTube. That's the other thing. Like, what is my life? Why am I not doing YouTube videos? And what the fuck? Podcasts? What is happening to my life? Photo shoots? Contracts, flying around and doing live shows. I don't know what any of this means anymore. I was a normal person once upon a time. No, I'm serious.
No, I'm just singing your theme song, so don't mind me.
All I'm saying is I feel a little bit lost mentally, and I'm just trying to regroup and figure out if I'm doing things properly. I'm not trying to be one of these individuals that just goes out and does whatever for fuck's sake and, you know, to be talked about or maybe get a reality show or whatever. Like, I'm not trying to play it by ear. I want to do things and I want for people to enjoy my product, and I don't know. Everything is so stupid.
Is the fame overwhelming for you?
I'm not famous.
Oh, okay.
First of all,
do I need to play the song again?
I'm not talking about fame. I'm talking about making sure that my steps are ordered properly.
Okay, so thanks so much to the Shorty Awards, because that is what we were talking about.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. No, that's not what I meant. Thanks for that. Thank you for that. Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds terrible. I sound really ungrateful. Thank you for that nomination. I'm really excited about it.
And what other announcements do we have?
Hopefully I won't be trashed for long.
Okay.
We're doing a show in Philly.
We are. We are doing a live show in Philadelphia on February 17th. Tickets go on sale this Friday.
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow, February 7th. TheReadPhilly.eventbrite.com. You can check thisistheread.com to see the flyer and all the details. It is all ages. It is at Drexel University. Again, on Monday, February 17th. So, Philadelphia, we will see y'all there. Shout out to Squarespace. They are our awesome sponsors. If you need help creating a brand new website and you are not really sure how to do that, just like I was, head on over to squarespace.com and use offer code therapy for a free trial and 10% off. Anything else? You're such a strange little one. I just don't even know what to do with you.
I'm still looking for a trainer.
Oh, no. I have to show you. Have you seen all these emails?
Oh, no.
There's like, I don't know how many emails in here about a trainer. So maybe you can look through these and see if any of these work. I'll show you.
Yeah, I'll get started on health tomorrow. But for tonight, I'm just going to probably eat the new double cheeseburger pizza from that bigot ass Papa John's. And
you sound so dejected. I think people are going to be worried about you. Like, you sound depressed.
Oh, well, no more depressed than Gaga and her art flop.
Okay. Well, we will see you guys next week,
I guess.
Bye.